You're listening to episode 1 of the Online DJ Podcast, where this week we're talking all about PLI. Hello ladies and gents, and welcome to the first episode of the Online DJ Podcast. Now before I begin, I want to give everyone an idea of what Online DJ actually is, and what this podcast is intended to do. So the Online DJ Podcast is an extension of the blog we have based at onlinedj.co, where we release reviews, articles and helpful advice to DJs. Whether you're a mobile DJ, club DJ, bedroom DJ, you name it, we're here to try and help you. So our aim for this podcast is to share our opinions on topics we feel are worth sharing with the industry. But at the same time, we're also going to be backing them up with expert knowledge. So to quickly introduce myself, I'm Dan, and I'm your host for the Online DJ Podcast. I have many years of experience working as a mobile DJ, both under my own name and for my own company, and for national companies that work all over the UK. I've also worked in clubs and in the radio industry, have a university level education in music production and business, and it is my passion to help consult with and spread advice to DJs, helping them to improve their knowledge and skills in any way I can. So, with all the formalities now being done and dusted, let's get on to today's topic, which is PLI. Now, when I think of PLI, it is my view that it's one of those things that if you're going outside of your home and DJing, you should really have. Because if someone gets hurt, even if it's a simple oversight by you, the DJ, it could come back to bite you. And even if you're not getting paid for the event, they could still make a claim against you, or it could still be seen as your fault. But what really is PLI? Do you legally need it? Who asks for it? Many people out there just say, DJs, you need to get PLI. But they don't really explain what PLI actually is. So with me I've got Paul Smith from the Alliance of Mobile and Party DJs, which is a popular DJ PLI provider, and he's here to clear up some common queries. So Paul, what is PLI?
It's public liability insurance, and that covers the cost of claims made by members of the public for incidents that occur in connection with your disco activities.
And why should a DJ have PLI?
Many venues insist that any third-party contractors, and this includes DJs, who work at their premises have their own liability cover. If you cause damage to the venue or someone else's property, or if your equipment injures a guest or a member of staff, you could be liable. So the PLI covers you for these eventualities, and as DJ public liability insurance is so cheap these days, it's well worth having.
And is it a legal requirement? Do I need it by law, or am I breaking a law if I don't have it?
No, it's not a legal requirement, and you're not breaking the law not having it. However, with the claim culture that seems to be engulfing the nation, with more people after seemingly easy money, it does make sense to protect yourself and your disco business. Even if you don't think it's your fault, a claim can still be made, and it can be a very costly exercise to defend yourself against the claim. We've had quite a number of claims made against our members, and without PLI, they would have had to pay out thousands of pounds from their own pocket.
And who would normally ask for my PLI?
It's usually the function manager or a member of the venue staff. Some ask for it weeks in advance, others on arrival. We have come across cases where the venue puts the onus onto the client and having a clause in their contract to check that the entertainment they book has PLI.
Now you, along with Sandy and the rest of the team members at the Alliance for Mobile and Party DJs, offer PLI. But what level do you actually offer, and what does that get you?
We provide the maximum cover currently available, and that's £10 million. It covers the member whilst working as a disc jockey, and it also includes the dry hire of audio-visual DJ equipment, including lighting and dance floors, plus the tuition of DJ-related skills.
Now, obviously, as there is with any type of insurance policy, there are certain things that are excluded from the cover you offer. So what sort of things are excluded from the cover app DJ offer to their DJs?
There are a few exclusions to the cover. These include, and I'll read this short list, bodily injury to any person employed by the DJ, the use of applied heat, fire or pyrotechnics on third-party premises, but you can use flash paper, flash cotton or flash string, claims arising from events where the DJ is acting as either promoter or organiser, risks that require more specific insurance, for example, use of motor vehicles, liability for breach of professional duty or inadequate advice, damage to property in the custody or control of the member, that is a DJ's own equipment, and for this separate insurance is available at a discount rate from our brokers.
So PLI is usually a thing that's most popularly associated with DJs at work in the UK, but say I was to secure a gig overseas, will you cover me worldwide?
Yes, so if you're lucky enough to secure a gig in Ibiza or Los Angeles, then you're covered, provided that you normally reside in the UK, the Isle of Man or the Channel Islands.
And if I was a new DJ just starting out and needed PLI, where can I get PLI and how quickly can I actually be covered?
For joining AMP DJ, you can have your DJ insurance cover and PLI certificate, which is provided as part of membership, within minutes of joining. As soon as your payment is made, you'll find everything you need to either print off or save as a PDF within the AMP DJ members area. Our membership costs just £49 per year. Most members choose to register online at ampdj.co.uk. However, our phone lines are also open 7 days a week for those who need help. There are no lengthy forms to fill in and the whole process will take less than 10 minutes.
Now, if I was to say, yeah, I want to join AMP DJ, what benefits do I get for being a member of yours?
We provide some great tangible and worthwhile benefits for our thousands of members. In addition to the PLI, we also include the option to receive client inquiries for your area free of charge. Just converting one in a year will more than pay for your membership fee and give you a nice profit too. We also have our 7 day a week support by email or phone where we can help and advise you on any aspect of your disco business. Then there's free web hosting worth $39.99 a year. Access to lots of useful information on the website, including planners, risk assessments and booking forms. And we also provide discounts for other services, which includes the latest music from our good friends at CD Pole, where you can save almost your full membership fee with their exclusive offer for our members. And we reward our members when they recommend other DJs to join us, making their own renewal much cheaper. So there's lots of ways you can save and even make money with us.
So lastly, Paul, are there any sort of age restrictions to when you can get a PLI policy? I know myself, I started out as a DJ around 14, 15 years old. And if there are other people out there around that age, can they get covered?
There's no minimum or maximum age limit for membership or PLI cover. We have members in their early teens right through to youngsters in their 70s, and there's no restriction on earnings either. We have some famous DJs with us who earn thousands a night, and others who DJ for free for charity, plus, of course, everyone in between as well.
Great. Thanks for answering a lot of those queries for us, Paul, and I hope that has helped to clear up a lot of DJ-related PLI myths out there. If you want to find out more about AMP DJ, head over to ampdj.co.uk, that's ampdj.co.uk, or give them a call on 08456 808 247. Please note, call charges may apply when you call that number. But what I do want to stress before I leave today is that there are many PLI options out there at all different price ranges. So before you go out there and just choose a policy, weigh up what benefits they give to you as a member, and then decide based on what would suit you and your business the best. That's about it for the Online DJ podcast today. If you want to discuss anything we've talked about, head over to Twitter @OnlineDJHQ, you can tweet us there, or on Facebook, Online DJ. We have a page. Go and like it and discuss. You never know, your discussion might end up on a future show. I've been Dan. Thanks for listening to the Online DJ podcast. See ya.